It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine ways that our state nurtures startup businesses, and figures from the Wisconsin Technology Council indicating investors are not putting forth major seed money like in past years yet. As we talk about funding for businesses, be part of the conversation. Call in with a question, add your views, 800-642-1234. Talk is right here at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Joe Kramer is here, Director of Investor Networks at the Wisconsin Tech Council. Joe, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you very much for the interest in the early stage investing in Wisconsin.
Well, let's dig in here. You say tech investment in our state is more than $400 million below last year's levels. Why is investment down from last year?
Yeah, and I think just stepping back just a little from that numbers, we are down. We have three more months to go. And I do remember this time last year having a little bit of trepidation as to what the numbers were going to come in at the end of the year, and we had a lot of deal activity in the fourth quarter. So the show isn't over yet, numbers are down a little bit, and we're actually seeing this nationally. So we have a lot of sort of almost macroeconomic things that are impacting the market. High interest rates drive the market out of the equity investments and into those risk-free investments. So that's part of the sucking sound that we're hearing from the market. We're also seeing that venture capital firms overall nationally are having a harder time raising money. There's a lot of reasons, and I don't think we want to dive into that. But so the market has become kind of testy right now. We had a couple of great years. 2021 was just a bumper year across the nation. Numbers went down in 2022, but by not that much. And now in 2023, we do see a small dive here. And, you know, I think one of the main drivers is I'm looking at the number. By this time last year, we had a mega deal in Wisconsin. So Fetch Rewards in May of 2022 raised $240 million. That was over a third of the total investment received for the entire year. And so really right now, we're missing that mega deal. If we had another $240 million in the bank right now, our numbers would be looking quite good.
How do mega deals get landed? What is that like?
Yeah, that's fascinating, and it really dives into the specialty of Wisconsin and what we can do here. So you start with a small company, you bring in angel investors, maybe your friends and families for a few a few hundred thousand dollars. We have a very robust angel network in Wisconsin now. We have about 25 angel groups and angel funds that are in operation. And they tend to then hand it off after the funding rounds start getting too large because the company is getting big, they need more money. They hand it off to early stage funds. And this is where we have a significant gap in Wisconsin. We have a major trail off of funding between like the $4 to $10 million. And that's something as a tech council we've been trying to deal with for a long time now. Both sides of the political spectrum understand and believe that we do need to do something about early stage investing. So we had tried to get a $100 million fund of funds passed the last several sessions, and it just hasn't, unfortunately.
What with early stage investing, what is the risk? What is holding venture capital back in Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of risk. So maybe out of every 100 deals, maybe about 5% of the deals actually make it. So you tend to lose most of your money. And right there, that starts the economics of the whole investing scene, where when you invest in a company, you want to see someone that's going to have a huge, huge uplift in sales and have a very large exit, 4 or 5 years down the road, because you invest in so many companies that don't make it, you need someone to make up for all those losses. So that creates this scenario where when investors look at deals, they have to have a real good certainty thinking, yeah, this one can make it, knowing full well that systemic issues and other things can really bring a company down pretty quickly, and that's a very high-risk investment.
I just stepped on you there. Joe Kramer with us, Director of Investor Networks at the Wisconsin Technology Councils. We talk about investment numbers for state tech companies and what is holding back early stage investments. You can join in the conversation. Your questions, your thoughts are welcome at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Joe, this year, Twin Cities Business reported Minnesota's venture capital investment was on track to drop more than 70% from last year. And I think as you talked about looking around the country, this is not isolated to Wisconsin. How does Wisconsin's tech investment scene compare to neighboring states?
Well, that's a great question. So we've been doing great in increasing the amount of early stage capital, but we're still nowhere near our neighbors. Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, all lead us by leaps and bounds right now on early stage investing. In Illinois and Michigan, it's because they had very sort of proactive public policy that really got their venture capital and early stage capital markets going. Minnesota didn't quite have that, but they had this real good collection up in Minneapolis of a lot of medical device companies that really drove the market there. So we unfortunately aren't there yet with the neighbors. We're starting to catch up, but we still have a long ways to go.
Well, you know, when you look at the healthcare sector, I was looking at your spreadsheet at the top examples of firms that have received venture capital and what they do. And I saw that there was this pediatric mental health provider in which I wondered, why would something that is so very established in the healthcare sector need startup funds?
Yeah, that's because it is a new company. So they have a brand new app that actually interacts with the parents and the children and sort of helps around with the mental health issues. And so that's actually a new company that has raised that money. And that was one of them I was going to mention. I mean, $27 million was brought in. One of the firms was a Wisconsin firm, but the others were out of state. So that's great. That's money that's coming into our state. And just sort of looking down the list, you know, Wisconsin is sort of the center of fusion, which I don't know if many people know this, but we have three companies right now that are chasing fusion. And Type One Energy is a new company around here that, and they raised $29 million from TDK Ventures, which is a huge venture firm, along with others. And so we have some really great technology that is being developed here. We have these mid-level investments that are happening, and that can really lead to that mega deal. Something like Type One Energy, if they really take off, they're going to need hundreds of millions of dollars. And so given the tech that we are developing here in Wisconsin, things are looking very bright. We just got to pull more money in to help our entrepreneurs start their companies.
When you talk about tech, you know, the Federal Trade Commission filing a lawsuit against tech giant Amazon, wielding monopoly power by punishing companies that offer discounts on other websites. Are government regulations affecting how much investors put into these emerging companies?
It does, for sure, like on the medical device. Anything that's going to need some type of regulatory approval from the FDA, that is a major sort of complication that investors see and understand. It's a big hurdle, and it's a bigger risk than just starting, let's say, an app like Bend Health, that app, you know, just an app that they're interacting with people. So, yes, it's definitely, you know, medical devices difficult. You know, things go in waves. I remember I was starting up a company. We were a fast-charging company here in Madison during the dot-com boom. And that was a time when no one wanted to invest in anything that, you know, if you dropped on your foot, it hurt. You know, there's more app, web, stuff like that.
Yep.
So it really comes and goes. I mean, it's much like the stock market, much like everything, you know, the early stage market is run by emotions. You know, how do you feel? Do you feel like as an early stage investor, typically you're using your stock gains to make your investments? Are you feeling rich in the stock market right now? If you are, you're going to be making more early stage investments. So there's a lot of feel in this. And so one thing I really like, I don't want to get into doom and gloom and make people think, oh, no, you know, the sky is falling, because it's not necessarily. We have a lot of bright spots here in Wisconsin. And the numbers overall, even if they're far lower than they were last year, it is far greater than it was in the last 5, 10 years.
What do you find in tracking the number of women who are behind startups in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that is a great question. We started looking at that a few years ago. I can say this, our women are raising more capital than nationally, you know, the percentage of firms that are raising money, but it's still abysmal. It's about 10% of the firms. What I thought that was heartening is that we actually took a deeper dive and we looked at women on management teams, women on boards, women who were founders of companies. And looking at that across Wisconsin from the firms that raised in 2022, over two-thirds of those firms had women in some type of leadership position. So I think that's great. I mean, the market is moving. It's moving slow. When I first got into this market 25 years ago, there was hardly a woman involved in investing. There were several women who were starting companies. I mean, we have, you know, look at Epic here in town with Judy Faulkner. Mm-hmm. But there weren't that many. And now, just having been through this for a quarter of a century now, you can just see there's a lot, many more women, many more diverse investors and entrepreneurs. I mean, the market's really changing. It's slow, like everything, but it is at least changing for the better.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for sharing a glimpse of this, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. I just wanted to say November 8th and 9th, early stage symposium. 40 entrepreneurs will be presenting to investors. All the other entrepreneurs will have opportunities for one-on-one meetings with investors, so please check it out at wisconsintechnologycouncil.com.
Joe Kramer is Director of Investor Networks at the Wisconsin Technology Council. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.